We can have such a tendency to describe normal Christianity in such saltless terms. It's almost like where defeat and failure is the norm. Brethren, a large segment of professing Christianity in this country right now refuses to even meet. Brethren, I want you to hear what I'm saying. I look around the landscape in England. You've got a lot of people in this country that aren't even willing to abide by what Christ has indicated His church ought to be doing. And you know what? Here's what's happening. Many pastors are saying, well, there's been a sifting. There's a sifting. And I know a lot of gracious pastors are wanting to say, well, you know, they're children of God and they don't want to meet and they're scared to death to die. Scared to death of death. They can't hardly even meet. They recoil from each other. Christians. Seriously, Christians? You see, but we can get in the place where we're okay. Well, you know what we start doing? We start defining these two classes of Christians. Christians that are willing to follow their Lord wherever they're willing to go. And these who are not so willing to follow the Lord wherever He wants us to go. And so you begin to define Christianity as basically this lame thing. People who have no influence on the world. People who will barely influence one another in the church. Let alone in the world. And so we start defining, well, that's pretty normal for 50% or 80% of the Christianity in this country. You see what happens? You know what? If somebody won't even venture into the walls of their own church because they're scared to death, you think they're out there trying to reach somebody, some red-blooded sinner that really has need? You think they're coming up alongside them seeking to be salt? Hardly. Brethren, we've got to define Christianity biblically, not according to our whims, our political situation, the winds of COVID. I mean, brethren, we've got to describe it here. Blessed are the merciful. But when you've got somebody that says, well, I'm not going to show mercy. I'm not going to even show it to the brethren in the church. I'm not going there. I might die. I might catch this bug. I might get a cough. I might get a respiratory problem. Yeah, what do you think happens when you hug demon-possessed women? And yet that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. He got out there among them. He got among their diseases and their sicknesses. Can you imagine that? Oh, we could never go to where people have COVID. Let alone, you think Jesus had a mask on? Brethren, we've got to... I'm not knocking the mask, Mary. I know I'm looking right at you when I say it. I'm not... Brethren, we've got to deal with reality. I'm okay. Go out there with your mask on. But get out there. That's the thing. If we're going to be salt in the world, let's define it the way the Bible defines it.